No? Can you hear me now? I keep talking. Okay, there we go. All right. So again, welcome. We're glad to have you here this morning. Pastor Abe is not here this morning, but he and Diana do not have a baby yet. So I know that many of you are anxiously awaiting news of the arrival of baby Bielenberg, but not here yet. Look at the bulletin, just a few announcements to bring to your attention. One is that the summer kickoff for youth group is 2 weeks from today, and that will be at 6 p.m. on the 28th, and that is the first opportunity for students who just finished sixth grade to join in the youth group activities if they would like to do that, and you can see the details of what will be happening that evening there in your bulletin. And then a reminder that on July 7th, the David movie will be showing at the Midway Drive-In, and we encourage you to attend and take advantage of that opportunity. The baby bottle fundraiser for the Plus One Pregnancy Center in Huron is running through next Sunday, so if you have a baby bottle and you're collecting change or cash or checks or whatever, we would ask you to bring that back next Sunday or before, and when you bring it back, you can put it on the desk in April's office, or you can give it to me. And if you don't happen to have a baby bottle but you still would like to donate, you're sure welcome to do that as well. At the bottom of the middle section in your bulletin, inside the square, you see the Ministry of the Month Meal Ministry. Last week, Abe kind of walked everybody through how that works. And we're not going to do the PowerPoint thing this morning, but if you get an opportunity or an email inviting you, if you would like to provide a meal for someone in the church, then you can click on that link and it takes you to the website and you can select which meal you would like to provide. And that will probably be coming up as an opportunity as soon as Diana does have their baby. So you can be looking for that. And I believe that is about all that we have for our announcements today. There is youth group this evening, I believe, and deacons and elders have meetings this week. And next Saturday, there is a men's breakfast. So men, you are invited to join us for breakfast at 8 a.m. on Saturday. And our call to worship this morning is our 2026 church verse, and that is there in your bulletin on the top in the middle page. And I'm going to invite you to say that with me this morning for our call to worship. So let's say the reference, and then the verse, and then the reference again. 1 John 5:13. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. Thank you.
Today, you're going to have to get your hymnals out, I'm told, because we didn't get the, some were having a little technical difficulties, but so you do need your hymnals. Number 455, Come All Christians Be Committed, and if we get it up there, great. But for now, you got to have a hymnal if you want to sing along. 455, Come All Christians Be Committed. Let's stand together and sing. Come in. Let's take a moment to greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see them here this morning.
Me again. Dave and I are going to take turns today going back and forth. So we're going to thumb wrestle for the message, okay? A couple of prayer requests or praises also. Continued praise for more rain that we got this week. I know we're very thankful for that. I am extremely thankful that my wife is back safely from Ukraine. So that's a huge praise for that as well. Jimmy Burma was married yesterday to Abby Hinman, so that's a praise, and pray for Jimmy and Abby as they begin married life together. They had a lovely outdoor wedding, and you can tell who wasn't wearing sunscreen at that lovely outdoor wedding yesterday. And then one prayer request that was texted to me this morning, Dean Weaver's dad, Eli, whom we've been praying for. He is in the hospital now with fluid on his chest, which they are draining, and then also they are hoping to put a pacemaker in this week. So if you would continue to pray for Eli, I know the dean would appreciate that very much. Continue to pray for Abe and Diana with the anticipated arrival of their baby, and also Zach and Aaron are waiting for their baby any day now, so we could be praying for them as well. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have today to come together to worship you. We thank you for the freedom that we have in this country to do that, and we thank you for this beautiful facility that you have blessed us with. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for your provision for our needs and the blessings that you give to us each day. We thank you for the rain that we've received over the past week, and we know that it was that was needed and it was a blessing. We pray that you continue to provide the moisture that's needed. We thank you for Jimmy and Abby and their wedding yesterday, and I pray that you would bless their marriage and watch over them as they begin their life together. We thank you for Christina's safe travels and the opportunity she had to be in Ukraine. We thank you for bringing her home safely. We do pray that you would be with Zach and Aaron and with Abe and Diana as they await the arrival of the new additions to their family, and pray that they would both Aaron and Diana would have safe and healthy deliveries when the time comes, and we just pray for your protection over them as they wait. We pray also for Eli, and we pray for Dean and for his family and their concern for Eli. We pray that the fluid that they have found on his chest, that they're able to get that drained off, and pray that they would be able to install the pacemaker this week, and that would be successful and helping to alleviate some of the difficulty that he's been having. We pray for other concerns that are on the list here. We received an update this past week about Darcy's brother-in-law as well, and we pray for your continued work in his life. We thank you for the fact that we know that you are aware of all of the needs that are on our list and then many needs that aren't on our list, and we thank you that no matter how many concerns there might be, that you are never overwhelmed, that there's never never a backlog or a waiting list, or we never have to hope that you have time to pay attention to the things that are on our hearts. And we just thank you for the confidence that we have in knowing that you are in control. We pray that you will continue to be with the Moyers and their ministry that they have, and we thank you for your protection over them, and we pray that you would just watch over them, especially over these summer months as they're particularly busy with lots of rodeos and rodeo camps. We pray also for the offering that we are about to receive. We thank you for your financial provision for our needs. We pray that you would help us to use wisely the funds that you have entrusted to us as a church, that we would use them for the ministries of our church and the missionary ministries that we're able to support in helping to spread the gospel around the world. We thank you for your son Jesus and for his death on the cross, his resurrection, for the hope of eternal life that we have through the forgiveness of our sins. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Janelle, what a beautiful gift. That was beautiful. We're going to stand. We're going to sing. We're going to praise the Lord this morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Not too hot. Actually beautiful. And he gives us gifts every day. And one of the best he gives us is morning sunrises and sunsets. And so let's just love him this morning through music. Thank you. Share a verse out of the Bible this morning. In the last song we sang and in the next song we sing, which is Holy Forever, there's just so much strength in that message, in the words, and in the feeling, and in the music. And this week, Don and I were very blessed to have our grandson call us and tell us that he accepted Jesus as his Savior. And in tears, as he was telling us, I just couldn't help but think of how God just humbly waits and loves us and sits there for us to come to the cross. And in Zephaniah, 17, it says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a victorious warrior. He will exalt you with joy. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. And I just thought this week, as this happened, and then singing this morning, he's just there. We just feel him. He's quietly waiting for us to love us and to be what we all need, which is just Jesus. Let's go ahead and sing this morning the last hymn or the last song.
And generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb, and all who've gone before us and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Your name is the highest, your name the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions
Heavenly Father, we come before you thankful that you as a holy God are still mindful of us. Your word tells us that what is man that you are mindful of him, and yet we are reminded over and over again that you are mindful of each one of us individually, each need that we have, each hurt that we feel. We thank you that you loved us enough, that you made a way for us to be reconciled to you and to be sons and daughters in your family. In Jesus' name, amen.